for my mother. I cannot seem to get it right, this small portrait of my mother. I've been trying. I know details of her life, but I do not know, cannot know what she felt. This child of the Great Depression, oldest of five, telephone operator out of high school, mother to six sons, the resume of a million American women. She worked. Here was an economics genius, stretching her husband's firefighter salary at Filene's basement and Big Buy, coupons clipped and S&H green stamps pasted, shoes shined and clothes mended, how many dinners made and baths drawn, stories read and diapers changed, cries soothed and skates tied. Except I can't seem to get it right, sitting here at the dining room table on a warm spring evening, and again a few mornings later with coffee, and yet again on a cool Sunday evening, thinking of Sunday evenings with her, watching her favorite TV show, the FBI in color, maybe a little Brigham's vanilla, some salve on her psoriasis cracked hands from all the dishes, all that work. The smell of lilacs coming through the window brings me back. The sound from the TV as my children watch Inside Out brings me back. Snippets from a movie about the complexity of emotions brings me back to her. But then most days do. She died suddenly at 50. I was 12. It's just that it kind of ruins you. You go on, grow up, get a job, get a life, act like a normal person. A whole person. But you can't really explain to anyone, perhaps not even to yourself, how it changes you, defines you, leaves you empty of something essential. What do you do with that? You name your daughter after her. You tell your son stories about her. The time she drove you to the fancy country club where your older brothers had caddied. Off you go, she said. Work. It was a Friday, and you were 10, and you sat on the caddy bench all day, waiting until you were called to lug the too big bag, 9 holes. The nice man in the strange clothes signed your caddy card, and you walked to the pro shop, handed it to the man at the little window, and he handed back a $5 bill. What a thing. What a moment. You took the dime she had given you and called her for a ride home. And while you waited, you walked into the pro shop, a place the caddies rarely went, to the small section for ladies, where among the skirts and putters and pink golf shoes, you saw a small yellow plastic bag to hold golf tees. Yes, you thought. Yes. And in the car, on the way home, you showed her the $3. I thought you said 5, she said. And then you handed over this worthless thing to this woman who had never played golf, never would play golf. No one ever flew her anywhere on a business trip, or put her up in a nice hotel, or paid her expenses. I love it, she said, smiling. Her gift to me. I can't seem to get this right. I want to keep working on it. I don't want it to end. Yes, she would say. Keep working.